Go for it.
This amazing episode of Why Do We Hang Out is brought to you by Flaming Joe's. At conveniently two locations, one in the Valley, one up on Division. I'm not going to give you the exact address, because
the one on Division is 7015 North Division, and the one out in the Valley is 11618 East Sprague.
And you work there?
Yes, I do.
All right. Make it sure.
Only at one, though. Not both. Obviously. We have daily specials, 3 to 6. We have happy hour, 9 to close. We have happy hour specials. We have a daily special, which will give you food. If you want to come in...
It'll give you food.
If it's not food, what could it be?
Beer.
Oh, beer, that's good.
There's no other better way to spend your day on a hot summer day than cooling off with a cold beer.
Keep going.
So come on down to Flaming Joe's. We're just kind of winging it right now.
Winging it.
You barely fucking saved that with the winging it.
And so, again, this episode is brought to you by Flaming Joe's.
Go fuck yourself, Justin!
Best one so far.
Welcome to Why Do We Hang Out, episode 14. Grandpa fucks dick.
Boom. Really gonna be
that. We're gonna come in that strong, that hard, and that heavy right off the bat.
Yep.
All over your face, neck, and chest.
Where you find out that Justin really is as bad as we all say he is.
Justin's reformed.
Yeah, he's a reformed.
Yeah, the old me.
You were the Red Hood of our group.
Oh yes,
that's
you're the
you
fucking
are.
Jason
you're
Todd.
Jason Todd. Everybody hates you. You have him with a crowbar, forehand or backhand.
Feels the same.
Robert and Troy would probably take a crowbar at you.
Yeah.
Robert, jokingly, Troy definitely.
My Kevlar armor will not hold up the crowbars.
No, Justin, you don't. Your skin is not made
of
Kevlar.
It's a fucking intro. Here we go. All right. Do you know
he thinks his skin is made of Kevlar.
I don't want to know. I don't want to know, please.
He has a logic of if he gives himself
Angela,
more scars.
Angela said it. I didn't know.
If he gives himself more scars,
you took
his
it
skin heals stronger. And he wants to get it to the level of Kevlar. That's a quote.
I've got a little boy with scars from stem to stern. Not stronger.
As working in the medical profession, I can tell you
that
your tissue is actually weaker
wrong
than your regular epithelial cells.
There is not a damn thing you can say right now. Not that you're Puerto Rican, because you know they aren't real people.
They're not real people.
No, they're not.
Yeah,
they're not even citizens of any nation. They're not. There's an island that happens to have
associated
a group of Homo
United
sapiens.
States.
No,
They're technically citizens.
Yeah.
No.
We get all the benefits.
Nope.
And we're not just ruled by them.
So you're Alabama?
You don't get landlocked decisions either.
Yeah, you don't get to make decisions. Alabama, but not landlocked.
At least we have working power.
You know,
again, it's like Alabama does not landlocked.
Kinda. Jacob said he's in the medical field. I kind of want to treat it like they do in The Hangover. They're like, you're a dentist.
You're not a real
dentist.
Yeah, you're not a real dentist.
You're
not a real dentist.
You're a veterinarian.
Now I know he knows way more about anything than we do.
Yeah.
I just want to fuck with you.
I know, it's okay.
Sweet.
So, yeah. Episode.
4th of July stories we tell about.
Yeah.
Experiences.
So I hope everybody has a good 4th. Go blow your country up a little bit. Show how much you love it. Because, you know, hashtag America.
We're coming out.
It's going to help us soon.
Alright, I hope nobody blew their shit up.
This is coming out a week after the 4th.
Alright, I hope you're all still alive, America. Hopefully you don't have some Red Dawn North Korea invasion.
Oh,
we should all be good.
Oh, fuck. I
don't have fucking, what's his name?
That's going to be dope. So I guess game on?
Game on.
Game on.
Game on.
Game on. Game on. That is
metal. It begins where it ends, acoustically.
disappointed if we didn't actually talk about
that. Open his hips.
Yeah, but she wouldn't be surprised.
No.
They'd be disappointed, but not surprised.
Oh, I told Fucknuts that... Fucknuts that, you had something to talk about. I put it in my phone 2 weeks ago because you didn't talk about it. And then I came down and reminded you to talk about it. And you didn't talk about it. We're already one episode in without talking about it.
That doesn't sound like us at all.
After she reminded us.
If you haven't noticed, we get sidetracked.
There's no follow through.
Yeah.
It's all right.
Yeah. Squirrel.
I mean, it's us. If she doesn't expect it, that's on her.
Yeah, true.
What story were we going to use?
Justin's a hipster?
Was it the Joe Albee?
You want to do the Joe Albee?
Yeah. I kind of do. Yeah, everybody gets one.
Just one.
Well, we're not even recording right now.
No, we are.
Oh, we are.
Oh, okay.
I commit it.
So we've got you talking on the podcast, Jacob.
Yeah,
I talked a little bit on the last one.
Yeah.
I'm digging it, man.
But he is eating, so
I'm
like
eating
trying
too.
To...
What was he going to talk about?
No, just talking in general.
Oh, yeah, he spoke up a little bit.
Not really.
A little bit.
A little. As the time has gone on, I've progressed.
You maybe said one.
No, right now he has talked more in the last minute than he has in the last four podcasts.
If we had Troy on, he probably would have stabbed Justin already.
Silence.
Justin,
Troy would have finished his beer. He'd be like, "Right, Troy." And all you hear is smash, gurgle, gurgle, gurgle. See you guys later. Gone. While he's bleeding out. A stuck pig.
Could you shank him? No. I'm not
going to
go out that way.
If Justin
did... If it's Troy, he wouldn't have any other way.
If Justin got shanked, he'd be like, I didn't feel it.
He went to die. He'd be like, I've had better. And they would be like... And be out. They couldn't deal. They wouldn't be able to deal with it at all.
That's funny. Okay, Shane Logan. So, I think it was our sophomore year of high school. I was hanging out with kind of a fairly bad crowd.
Were you?
Yeah. Might have been.
Kind of,
yeah, at the time.
Still probably.
Not very upstanding citizens.
How many of them are in jail today?
Maybe eight. Eight? Maybe more. Mm-hmm. That's alive. I don't know.
Yeah
there's no real.
There's no sarcasm whatsoever.
None.
Yeah.
At all.
Like,
what?
Isn't one of the brothers dead?
Horns? No.
Yeah, I thought one of the horns. One's no, he got arrested.
Yeah. Those ones.
Curtis.
Curtis is still in
He's
jail.
He's still
I think.
In jail.
Yeah. Wait, Curtis Weatherman?
Kellerman.
Kellerman.
Yeah.
He's in jail?
Oh, yeah.
What the fuck did he do?
McGurk is still in jail.
You didn't answer my question, Justin. What did he do?
He might not know.
I don't know.
Then don't.
I know he's in jail.
He's in
Thank
jail.
You.
Yeah,
but
I don't
you
know
don't know
for.
Why.
No, I don't really care.
Thank you.
Why.
This is what he said. You're getting fucking into your pants. Calm down, Robert.
The sun is getting to you. I'm glad you sit here, Jacob.
I don't feel safe.
Well, I'm going to be like, shit, that's a scary spot to be.
It was great. See me and Chris.
Yeah. I've been listening, I'm just like, he's gonna fucking cut him. It's gonna
The whole point is, Justin hung out with a rough crowd.
Yeah.
One would argue,
respectively.
Genuine, like, on a genuine level, one could argue, hanging out with us...
We all kind of hung out with that crowd.
But yeah, but hanging out with us instead of them, after a certain point in his life, saved him from being one of them.
Gotcha.
Like, it took, like, basically, like, the video games... And things like that, like when we were hanging out, instead of like, I'm bored, they would hit him up because he had the band, and it would be like, let's go perform the A-Team, only the anti-A-Team.
Well, before I had the band, we had
Zorro A-Team.
We had a Curse's band.
Yeah, and they would do worse shit than that.
Yeah, that was lovely times. I'm not going to get arrested for saying stuff on here, so.
That was like 12 years ago.
Statute of limitations.
Yeah.
I don't know all the laws for certain crimes.
Cosby does. Sorry, I had to do it.
The black guy.
Except for he doesn't know about one,
fact.
He's still getting charged.
Yeah, because New Jersey.
That's because Jersey doesn't have a statute of limitations.
Which says something about Jersey.
Well, never done the crime in
I've
Jersey.
I've got a lot
so.
Of bad to say about New Jersey, but that time, go New Jersey.
Go New Jersey, go.
But yeah, it was about, well, I think it was sophomore year. Might have been junior year that we decided to go to the football Shadle versus NCAA football game.
Homecoming.
Yeah, the homecoming game. Yeah. That's what it's called. Yeah.
Oh, it was homecoming junior year.
Was it junior?
Yep. Junior year.
Yeah, that seems about right. I guess. There's a lot of drugs and liquor.
That game. Yeah, he was on the field for that game, too. Marching band for the life.
And I had a minivan.
Way Hitler there.
There's a big difference here. You'd have been all, we know there's a lot going on with a little bit of power, but come on, you know, we don't get that much hair.
Like
yeah.
Okay.
We've got genuine minorities around, Jacob. That's for when they're gone.
Well, technically, y'all is a minority.
Now.
Welcome to the club.
Boy.
Yeah, boy. With the bread fried potatoes.
And it's summer, so I'm darker than Justin.
Yeah, you're way out in the sun.
Yeah, all day.
Where we stare at the sun from a hot kitchen going, it could be worse.
At least we have a swamp cooler now.
It just circulates 100 degree air. It was just stagnant 110 degree air, but now it circulates 100 degree air.
Oh, people's wobble.
They don't fall down.
There's a story behind that. But we're keep getting off track from the Shadle NC game.
ADD.
Alright, so there. I have a minivan that can hold technically 6 people. But we decided.
On a good day, yeah. 72 people.
Basically, it's his Mexican stage. Yeah.
The most people I've had in there is like 18 people. In one time.
Christ. Yeah, this van.
But the van looks non-threatening.
It's a soccer mom van.
It was like a 97 Dodge.
It was a 98 Pontiac.
It was red, too. But it was totally a soccer mom.
It had dual sliding doors, so you can throw things or get rid of things.
Yeah.
Get rid of things.
But, so we decided to kind of pre-funk before the game. And by doing that, we might have had some coke. A lot of weed, some shrooms, and a lot of liquor.
Coke is kind of a waste of a drug.
But, you know, that's what we did.
So I would have done mushrooms with you guys. That would have been fucking awesome.
We did most of everything.
Not the people.
Not with the people, just me and Justin.
Yeah.
But some of us partied a little too hard before the game.
Okay.
And I had to leave 4 of them in my car because they were not capable of coming in.
Fuck those stoners.
Wait,
watch football.
Four out of the what, 6?
I think there's probably maybe 9 or 10 of us.
Okay.
So about half the group.
So about half the group stayed in the... do you know why? Was it just too much coke, too much weed, too much...
No, probably too much liquor. Like, they were just, like, passing
just
out. Yeah,
being fucking kids. And
yeah, it was my girlfriend at the time and her best friend.
Who's far?
And cocaine.
We're classing up with this bitch.
Yes. And Chris Bryant.
Okay.
And,
I miss that dude. I
trusted him more than my girlfriend at the time and gave him my car keys.
It says something.
Because, because there's a story why I proved my point.
Go for it.
Well, it was kind of cold outside, so like I was kind of, you know, feeling bad that if, you know, living in the cold. So I left him the keys.
Everybody's out in the cold.
Well,
the
football
game.
I'm being nice.
And he's high and drunk, mind you.
Yeah. Not make the best decisions when I'm in those.
You don't make the best decisions anyway.
I've been around you in every decision-making stage, and generally it doesn't go well.
It's a 50-50. It's like
50. Am I driving like a grandma now, Chris?
Turned up
sober.
Your fault anyway, so therefore.
Sober.
It was a good decision. I didn't run from the fucking cops.
In the court of public opinion, it was your fault.
Are we really trying to go back to an episode, like episode 3 of this fucking podcast?
No, it was like 4 episodes ago. Yeah.
So it would be the 10th.
God damn it,
9th.
Cast.
9th.
Just fucking go on with your goddamn story. God damn it.
I don't even know why you show up anymore.
I'm one of the same damn
people. He has to be that person that yells at me all
the
time.
He comes to eat.
Yeah.
It is pretty good food. That's for sure.
Travis nuts with his pulled pork recipe.
It was pepperoni. It was pepperoni.
I can't fucking taste any shit. You guys can try at least all you want. And see. Oh, man, it ain't gonna work.
Good pulled pork, though.
All right. Thank you. So I leave Chris Bryant with my car keys, and I'm like, please don't drive and do anything stupid. Just stay in my car, keep it warm. We're gonna go ahead and enjoy the game. So me and Curtis and his little brother, and I think Ruben Hintz was with us or something.
Ruben Hintz. That fucker. I swear. Oh,
no
dude.
Good story comes from and Ruben Hintz was there. There's never.
Like, this guy was so on a desk to make fun of me. He made fun of me because I walk funny. And I'm like, dude, are you really serious? Like, you're trying to make fun of me of the way I walk? God, you're
walk
pathetic.
A funny.
You're pathetic.
Like I said, I didn't hang out with the most classy people. Mm-hmm.
Stellar crowd.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What would you they were?
Wicked?
It's gonna come and bite you back in the ass. Fuck yeah.
Resolution!
But maybe like a quarter through the game, I get thirsty. You know, I'm getting cotton off this time. And so I go to the concession machine to get some a drink or soda or something.
Let's all go to the lobby.
The guy who used to work at the game.
Fuck your lobby! Fuck your cabin! Fuck everybody! I'm out!
So you got something to drink.
Yeah, so I'm standing in line, and I look and see out of my periphery, Chris Bryant coming in.
Please use the fucking full word. Peripheral.
Peripheral.
Please. Thank you. Not perif.
Let me ask you a question, Robert.
Do you have a problem with the word perif?
Wicked much.
You get the 09 Perez?
You get the 09? I got that 09 shit.
Anyway, sorry.
But he's in handcuffs. Coming in.
See, that escalated.
Chris Bryant.
You're just getting
a drink, man.
I'm getting a soda or something, nachos or something. And he's coming in.
Nachos.
Yes. And is cops with him, and he's like, yeah. I'll see this. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah, seriously.
So I just run out to my car. Like, I know he's being arrested, so there's nothing. I just avoid them.
Yeah.
Run out to the car.
Yeah, because if he sees you, that's his car!
Yeah.
The thing is, when I made it out to my car, the cop, like, shines his light, and, like, because he must have heard me running and stuff, and,
yeah.
Or saw me running.
It's on and fire. The nihilist set it on fire. Where's the money, Levi?
Where's the money?
I wish that would have happened, because that would have been much better.
It's not a ransom if you don't have the girl.
Give us the money, Lebowski. But he's like, so you must be Justin, as he's shining his light. He's like,
who's
yeah,
Justin?
I'm like, I have problems. I don't lie to cops that much.
Probably good.
Yeah, I don't think the cops are
like, don't lie to the guy with a gun.
So I'm like, yeah, that's me. And he's like, so you own this car. I'm like, technically, it's my grandmother's, but I'm legal to drive it.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, okay. You know, let's go through security problems and stuff. And I'm like, what's happening? What happened?
Yeah.
He's like, well, we caught him joyriding around the stadium, hanging out the car and yelling and screaming and causing ruckus.
Okay.
And it turns out there's open containers and an 8-ball of Coke, and then there's a bunch of other paraphernalia stuff in there.
You're like, I know nothing about
8-ball
of
Coke.
And I'm like, oh, okay. Sorry, I don't know.
Sorry, I don't know.
Stop acting shocked.
No, you don't know. You act like you don't know about this shit. Because they were joyriding in your
car. No, okay,
car.
See, the thing is, this is why.
No, but Justin just said, to a cop, after all these things he said,
no, see,
sorry, I didn't know.
No, seriously, the way that he said it, and if I said it to a cop, guess what? I wouldn't be here. I'd be in fucking jail.
You'd get jail. I'd get shot.
Also, keep in mind, I don't actually have a driver's license.
And the title isn't in the car. And it probably belongs to like some 76 Buick.
I'm just on there, but I still have a permit. I don't have a license.
I thought your license was suspended at that time.
No, not yet.
Not yet.
No,
I get my license
that.
And then I get suspended.
What kind of higher power would give you that fucking shit, dude? Seriously.
If his license got suspended, you had to wait till he was 18 to get it.
Dude, for real, we've
that's a
done
story.
A lot of terrible things.
That's a different story. And that one also was not my fault.
I'm going to say Chris and I coming into Justin's life.
Which was honestly the probably best
thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds like it.
So, as this time, I look over the squad car and my girlfriend's in there with her friend.
Yeah.
And
Justin.
Like, they're, like, hoisting my van up on a fucking tow rig. And it's being towed away. And he's, like, filling out the report. He's like, this is where it's being towed to. Have a good day. There you go.
go enjoy the game, young man.
And, like, as he's doing that, like, Curtis and them, like, are yelling behind them, like, a couple car lengths away.
Yeah.
And he, like, shines the light. He's like, do you know them? I'm like, no, I don't.
Yeah, no.
Curtis is kind of a wanted person at that time.
Yeah.
Kind of replaced with totally was.
Yeah, he was really wanted, and he probably had...
knocked up a few gas stations.
We robbed a few places.
Statute of limitations.
He robbed a few places.
That's still accessory.
Yeah.
Like, yes.
It's a
facet,
whatever. But I'm not saying
much. You are a gutsy man, dude.
So there's that.
And so now he hangs out with us.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Where
it
we
was...
just throw up all over the place.
Yeah. Being drunk and crazy stories like that.
We still don't throw up like Carter does. Like, they put me in my friend's sister's bedroom, and I just woke up and threw up in her drawer. Then they called me all pissed off about it the next day.
We need to have fun on the show.
Oh,
I don't care
on
if
he's Sundays.
I don't care if he wants money from us. We gotta have
he's
him on the show.
Get it,
but yeah.
No, he's not gonna
get it.
He's gonna get food and beer. He has pain.
He can't drink.
Yeah. Just give him good.
He's
food,
sober
dude.
Now.
Yeah, I forgot.
Found Jesus.
I've been to bars with him. He's like,
did he really find
I've been
Jesus?
To two bars with him, and he hasn't had a drink. He's really good about
that's
that.
That's because he doesn't drink anymore.
I know.
He
I'm saying
quit.
He's really good about it. Like,
I'm proud of him.
Yeah.
Don't give him beer.
That's because him and alcohol are the worst combination in the world.
Yeah, maybe acid.
I don't know. One of the
wow. Yeah. Much.
You kind of walked into that one, dude, a little bit.
Look at hate you so much.
There it is.
But, so...
great line. I fucking hate you so much. Love that line.
Yeah, there you go. So the car's being towed away and all that. I'm like, fuck, what am I going to do? And...
hey, Carol!
No, that's the thing. My grandmother never knew about this night. I called my real mom. I hardly ever call her in times of... situations like this.
Just because we didn't want to disappoint
because
her.
Because she can deal with this stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then she's experienced this stuff.
She's done stupid shit.
She's done a lot of stupid
shit. Still
shits.
Doing that shit?
Probably. I haven't talked to her in months. So, possible.
What's the nickname you and Lance have for your mom?
Hitler. Oh, I should pull her. I'll pull up my screen ID for her.
You can pull that up later when you're not the main person talking.
Telling the story.
Yeah, Hitler.
The fuck?
Krampus.
Krampus. That's awesome.
But, so I call her up and inform her of the situation, and I can be, like, real honest, and she doesn't ever actually get upset. And she's like, okay, cool. I know the people that's actually running the place, and we'll get it out tomorrow morning, no problem.
Yeah.
So it ended up costing...
guy who knows the guy
who knows. Eh, something like that, or she just does a blowjob or something. Like that.
Oh.
I didn't say how she paid for it.
Yeah, you didn't have to go into detail.
No, but
I think we wanted to know that shit.
So it was going to cost around like $300 to get it out, or something like that.
Okay.
I'm like, fuck. So I instead of going home and calling it a night, I have her take me over to our friend's Angela's house, like Curtis's girlfriend at the time. Not that.
No, no.
Oh, okay,
no.
I was
no.
like, not that one.
Angela Bonato. That was her name.
Bonato.
I don't know.
From the crime, she's like a witness.
Witness protection
from the mob.
Some days, Justin.
I don't know if I want to be your friend anymore.
This is years ago. She's moved out of town.
Speak up, Justin.
No, Justin! Don't speak up about that!
Not that one, but
yeah.
Kind of you're up and down and up.
Oh, okay, whatever. Turn on my mic then.
I did. But you go, and then this happened. Whatever. This happened.
Some things shouldn't be said on the air.
Yeah.
Yeah, but not half of whatever you're saying. Speak the fuck up.
So there I was, murder.
But, like, I didn't want to call a night, so I can have her drop me off, and so I can go continue partying with all of them.
Continue partying after this whole fucking ordeal.
Yeah, I need to unwind. All
right.
Because my girlfriend got charged with everything.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's not your girlfriend now, is she?
Nope.
Fuck her.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hence why we kind of... borrowed the shotguns from her.
Borrowed. Another word for borrowed in quotations?
Theft.
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 Yeah.
It's a fucking podcast, Justin. People can't watch your facial expressions.
The ones that happen with his hands?
Yeah. His facial expressions?
Facial expressions with his hands?
Continue. Continue. But I got no fine, no ticket, completely scot-free.
Well, there was a fine. It's just $300 at the fine.
Yeah, my mother paid for that. I didn't.
You,
with her mouth.
You literally got scot-fucking-free. Yep.
Justin gets off scot-free at Joe Alvey a lot. You see in the trend here? Push-ups.
Remember that, yep.
Yeah.
Alright.
That was my one of my adventures out.
So this girl took the rap for everything and you borrowed.
Oh yeah, the borrowed shotguns. They're maybe like a month later. We're having a little get together.
Oh, she let you near her a month later?
Yes.
That was her fault.
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't blame you no more. She blames her.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we're having like a little house party because she on house arrest.
The fucking irony is great.
Oh my god.
Can't come to the party. We'll bring the party.
Trademark that shit. That's how you bring back house party.
House party, house arrest.
Yeah. That's how you bring it back. That's the bitch. Oh, just that alone on an idea. That's trademarked by us. No one else can steal it.
We make house party look like house party, too.
Everyone has an ankle bracelet. It's all Brady Bunch style.
Well, after our evil overlord overtakes over, everybody has an ankle bracelet.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be a good movie. I'd watch that movie.
That'd be awesome.
That'd be
alright, the shotgun story after this quick sponsor ad. Today's episode is brought to you by Flamin' Joe's 26 Hot Wing Flavor. It's 26, right?
Yes.
Or 27.
26.
Dry rubs, buffalo wings, all that shit. They got burgers and wraps and salads.
Yes.
Wait, what did you say?
Salads.
You asked us to repeat a lot. Do you need hearing aids?
No, I just like hearing you fucking
open
stutter.
Your fucking ears.
We are having, in a couple of weeks, by the time this podcast goes up, this should be ready. New menu. Few new items, taking some of the old stuff off that we're not selling, but it'll look all nice and new and crisp and beautiful.
And pizza?
Yeah, and pizza, that'll be on the menu. And some cheesy bread. I hate cheesy bread so much.
Cheesy bread. Oh.
But it's called cheesy bread.
We got a story about cheesy bread.
Fucking going my eyes out. That'll be rolling out in a couple of weeks, so when this one's up, it'll be ready.
Yeah, this goes up in 2 weeks.
Yeah, so yeah. By then we should have the new menu out, and you should all come in and check out the new mini.
Yeah. If not for live trivia, Wednesday nights at 8 o'clock.
Because who doesn't want to get their knowledge on?
Yeah.
All right.
With a little drink and a little bit of food.
Yeah.
Shotgun story.
So we're having our house party at her place, and it just
a party
like...
too?
No, we don't want you. You had to equate it to a house party.
It wasn't really that big of a party. There was maybe like... 15 people.
Oh, okay.
Every time I think about house party, I think about high school high. For whatever reason.
Right.
When John Lovitz fucking hits that kid in the hair with the bat.
Gets stuck. And then the kid's got the O.J. Simpson chase going on in his
yeah,
head.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
God, I love that movie.
So, like, her grandpa was a fucking dick. He hated... all of us and all of her friends.
Really? He's the dick.
I know. At this time, I'm like, I agree with the guy. I apologize, but at the time, we thought he was a dick.
Well, my granddaughter's a fucking failure, and all her yep. stupid friends are failures.
But I'm the dick.
So he really,
me, right?
He called the cops on us.
No
to
shit.
Break up the party because we went late. And he's
how old are you?
We're like 16.
No, right now. Right now.
29?
Okay, just making sure.
He's going to be the first of us at 30.
That's true. Yeah. A
couple
he's
months.
The oldest. Grab
J. Jay.
Still doesn't understand. Okay, moving on.
I'm not going to laugh.
There was like some real world resentment in that. Like, he gets in an accident, I am going to fucking feel bad. I don't think I honestly will. It was like a weird self-realization. You'd be like, oh, Batman. It would be that quick, too. Batman.
It's not even, oh, it's just
Batman. But she was acting up and like being rude and mean and shit.
Being uppity.
Yeah, being uppity.
Being uppity, really?
And, like,
I'm a lot of more poets, Grandpa.
Roman decided,
I do what I want.
It's my body.
My body. I do what I want.
And so he hired a drill sergeant. Take her to fake fucking boot camp.
We're not going to watch the story.
Because all I see, whatever, I do what I want. Her grandma was a douchebag. So I shot him in the fucking dick. Dude gets mad. What the fuck?
Dude, even if he's a dick, you don't shoot a man in the testicles.
That's rude.
This is mean. This is mean. Don't get it.
You don't even shoot Hitler in the testicles.
I think he's the one.
No, Stalin. One. Stalin is. I'd say Stalin.
In Soviet Russia, Stalin shoot you.
Yeah. That's why you shoot him first.
Stalin's already onto your shit by the time you've got
the plan. You were having an inkling of an idea. You were like, I wonder if I could tie my own shoes. That's an assassination attempt.
He's already had 27 people who weren't having that idea.
Yeah. Let alone the notion of the idea of the possible conclusion of having a real individual idea. Siberia happens. I kind of want that. I want to be that powerful. To just one day be like,
The people over there.
Send it to Florida. Florida's like our Siberia. Just hot. Just go. Prison off. Escape from Florida.
I like how we pick on the one state who's as far away as
possible. I'll pick on Idaho.
Yeah,
it's North Idaho is horrible.
North Idaho should just be like cut off and they should just like airlift it and just like kind of make it a part of the Key West chain of Idaho.
Yeah, we live in West North Idaho.
It's a giant fucking
But we're not part of actual Idaho. We're part of Washington. There, Idaho.
The valley just would be a part of them.
Like, cut it off with a really, really big chainsaw and just airlift it and just put it in Key West.
Yeah.
You know, I live in the valley. You live in kind of valley. You live on like the border.
Yeah, you live in kind of valley.
Still technically valley. That's three. I don't pay water. You're just. I don't pay a water bill whatsoever.
You don't pay water. Because you got no water. It's the valley. You got dick.
No, I
you don't. Got a buh. That's it.
Buh.
Is it the stream that comes off the South Hill and then you piss in a compost toilet?
It's a well.
You got a well?
Yeah. Kids.
As long as Timmy doesn't fall into it. Y'all go in and get a bucket of water so you're gonna pay your water bill out there? God.
Comes out of the water main. It's great. Perfect.
Sit there, y'all have bicycles to power your houses. Like, I'm going to go play the PlayStation. Get on the bike. We're independent.
When the fucking tree fell down over here at Salk and our power went out for 3 days, it also killed the power at our well station, and we didn't even get water in our house.
That's fucked up.
Yeah.
That's nuts.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn.
That's shitty.
That is fucked up.
So tell us how Grandpa was being shit.
Oh, he's being shit. Grandpa shit stick.
He called the cops. He called the cops on us a few times.
He almost fucking short circuited the fucking podcast. He was
that's the name of his episode. Grandpa shit stick.
I just think how you turned the guy who's the hero of this story out to be the asshole.
He's not the hero of this story.
Yes!
He's Grandpa fucking shit stick.
This is the story told from the perspective of the villain. You are the villain.
Perspective.
It's like Joker's point
anti-hero.
Not even. He's about as anti-hero as
Deadpool. Yeah, I guess
as
the story continues, I won't be the hero.
I can't imagine.
No shit, continue.
Alright, so, because he called the cops on us a few times and hated all of us, he left one night and we decided to fucking kind of ransack and go through his stuff and see what he has. Well, Ruben.
Murray, you know, was him. Like,
Ruben had this, and
bring him back, Ruben.
he comes up to me, he's like, "Dude, I found stuff." I'm like, "Okay, let's go, see what it is." So I go downstairs, and it's like two old school, like giant, like shotguns, like double gauge, like I don't know,
like 30-06, big fucking rounds.
Yeah, they're like this, like big ones.
Is it a 12-gauge? 10 gauge? 14 gauge?
Probably 12.
Does it come out at the end like it's owned by Gaston from Beauty and the Beast?
Yeah. Like, it's old.
Blunderbuss?
No one eats like a stone. No one looks like a stone.
But at least, 3.5 foot long, maybe 4 feet.
It's a big
one. They're fucking big guns.
That's like an elephant gun.
Yeah. So, and like, neither one, I didn't drive. I got dropped off by Curtis because he was making fades and stuff, and he's coming back later.
He was making fades?
Yeah, drug deals.
Oh, okay.
Wow, you are white. Holy shit. No, what is this marijuana you kids speak of?
It wasn't weed that he was selling.
No, I'm not you fucking guys.
What the fuck does that mean?
You knew what fades was.
No, they're just common social monikers.
Jacob? No.
Does not count. Yeah. That's like, hey, Mr. Red, what's the hood like? And he'll go,
well, let me tell you something.
Like,
Jacob and I are the
Grandpa Footstick.
Yeah. Grandpa Footstick lives in the hood. That's all I know.
Jacob and I are the drug addicts here. We didn't know what fades was. Sorry. Common moniker.
As we decided.
Steal guns from Grandpa Footstick. Fuck you!
Oh, I love it. So we get to the idea because we don't have a car or nothing. It's like, oh, we just walk it back. We can walk the guns back.
This isn't the one where you walk back from Airway Heights, is it?
No, that's a different story.
Okay.
She lives over by.
Justin's greatest.
I think it's a Vista Park.
Over by the power station?
Yeah, about power station and stuff. But there's an elementary school over there. She lives like 2 blocks
away. We almost bought a house back there.
Yeah. But like, so we're like, okay, we'll just walk back home. Because we live over on the west side by Doomsday Hill.
2 miles, two and a half. That's not
but bad. We have to carry the gun somehow. So
you don't have to carry the guns!
If we want to take them.
You could have left that at the house.
Hey, you're a stick.
Villain.
Like I said,
you are the villain.
Like I said, it progresses through.
No, you started as the villain. This is not some, like, you were trying to do something good, then you got screwed over, and so you fucking
already
did. I was
trying to hang out with my girlfriend and make her feel better that she's being charged with a lot of stupid things.
It was still your girlfriend after that?
At that time, yeah. This one kind of killed it.
This one killed it.
That's what pushed it over the fucking ledge.
It wasn't the criminal record. No. It was that you stole from my grandpa. Grandpa Fuckstick. You know him, right?
So, you have this picture. It's like 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning. Me and Ruben.
Ruben and I.
Ruben's legit. If he said I and Ruben, then you have a problem.
I'd hit him in the face.
Yeah.
I would have hit him in the face on that one.
Me and Ruben's okay. We had this fight all the fucking time.
Fine.
So,
being wrong.
This is during, like, when Gonzaga's, like, remodeling everything, like, all the streets and everything. So,
they were fucking building McCarthy Center.
It's all construction. All the time. So there's like kind of like security guards walking around a little bit, like pacing back and forth. We were walking like dead in the middle of like the fucking tore up ground and everything, like walking through, hiding like inside, like behind construction vehicles from like security cops and stuff.
And where were these guns hidden?
Underneath our arms.
Underneath your arms.
It's a crutch, I swear! Yeah.
God bless us! Everyone!
Grandpa Fox!
We had jackets on that could hide half of them.
It's still not gonna fucking do you
like
much
one of
good.
Big fucking 49ers jacket.
Remember my big jean jackets I used to wear?
Yeah, the
trench.
Yeah. I had one, and then Ruben would hide his. And we finally made it home, at least, so that was a plus.
Oh, that's good.
You made it home.
Yeah.
You fucking thief.
Oh, man.
Alright, was there a prologue to this story? You stole guns. Grandpa Fuckstick ever find out?
Yeah, you know, he found out, like, that morning.
Did he get them from you?
No, we sold them.
To?
Other random people.
Curtis's friends?
Yeah. More gang members.
Wow. God, you hung out with great people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
But it's all Grandpa Fuckstick's fault.
Grandpa.
Grandpa.
Just Grandpa?
Yeah, Grandma fucks her fast.
Yeah,
she's with Jesus now. Oh,
no,
Which is Grandma Fuckhole, because you gotta have Grandpa Fuckstick.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there you go. She took the Fuckstick family name.
Yeah, what's your name? Name's Bob. What's your last name? Fuckstick.
See,
really? It's
Fook.
Fookstuck? It's Fookstuck.
There's an umlaut over the U.
There's an umlaut! It's Fookstuck.
Fucking Steve!
Alright, Fuckstick.
See, since I've had two stories in the past two episodes here, that does not make me a fucking hipster in any sense.
Good callback.
Yeah, because that makes no hipster has adventures or stories like those.
Why?
No,
they don't. Yeah, why don't they? Did they already have those stories before they were cool?
No.
Not at all?
So we've been having this argument to catch everybody up. Chris thinks Justin's a hipster.
Oh!
The wrestler world
I've been
does.
Sitting on a fucking hammer! Hammer to the ass.
I've been looking for
it.
You want to put that right down there? I put it down there
don't
a couple weeks
it.
Ago.
Don't smell it.
No, put it on the
table. Oh. So much more comfortable.
You already lost it.
Yeah. And sitting right here. Okay. It's so much more comfortable. I'm just like, I cannot get comfortable, and every time I move, it's just worse. I'm like, there's got to be
you're like the princess
here.
And the pea.
No matter how many cushions, it still fucking hurts.
That's terrible. No, so Justin's basically, and it came to the, I came to this conclusion that Justin is a hipster.
I want him to go try new food or something.
No, but the way
it's not hipstery.
No,
apparently
no, not at all.
Things.
But the way he goes about it, where it'll be you bring up something.
No, it's Stella.
Hey, did
it was
you?
Stella
it starts with Stella Artois.
Because you say
the asshole's Budweiser.
I say Stella, and you say Stella.
Stella Artois, because that's what it's called.
Stella is kind of gross.
No, it's not kind of. It is, but this fuck won't drink it
on
unless it's out of their fancy fucking glass.
No, I stole all the glasses.
I think it's all
right. So therefore, we have only cold pint glasses.
It's the douchebag Budweiser. That's all it is.
Weird tap.
But what started was is Kisser got it on tap, and he's like, "Oh, are there any more of the glasses for it?" I was like, "No, Justin. Could be a fucking douche." And he's like, I'll have a traveler.
No, I did not say
out.
I did not know.
No,
I said I just have a pint glass.
You should have said, hey, can I take the Pabst Blue Ribbon and put a scarf around my fucking neck?
No, and that's his argument was that he doesn't do PBR, he doesn't wear a scarf.
I drink PBR only at the lake because it floats.
That's legit because we would throw Koganese out into the lake.
And it'll sink. We would get drunk a lot. We'd throw beer, whole beer, like. We were trying to throw beer,
but PBR
that's a fun
floats.
Story.
No,
that's a fun story.
Yes.
We got super trashed. We were out of the cove. We were drinking hot. It's like 100 plus degrees.
I've never been drunk out of the cove because we drink a shitload, but you're running around like a
dick
the entire time.
Yeah, we're drunk as fuck, though. Justin loses glasses.
Even when me, you and Andy and Troy had like 80 beers?
Because we're just running around.
We were drunk, though. And Justin, and I think the two of you were in the water. And I was gotten up on the shore to change the music and grab beer. Like, throw us a beer. So I throw the coconut. And it goes, boom!
You
like a rocket. But that shit,
so,
like a rocket.
So
it hits bottom. And they're like, what the fuck? And he's like, just throw me PBR. Throw it. And they're like, guess everybody's getting PBR.
We kept antagonizing Chris, like, maybe you should throw it closer to us so it doesn't fall in the water.
I was just throwing beer, full cans of beer, at people.
And then you open these beers in the middle of the water, and they spray fucking
everywhere. So you have half beer, and you're like, whoosh, it's whatever.
And there's some lake water,
I go to jump in after all the beer is out there, because then I didn't want to like come back and get more.
Yeah.
So I just threw a lot of beer out there,
okay.
And they just had the beer,
just
and then I went into the water. And this is when I realized I was drunk.
Because at the cove, there's a rock in the middle of
A rock in the middle that you could stand on.
Okay. Yeah.
And so we were just, they were there waiting with all the beer, and we were drinking it. I jump into the water, and I get about halfway up to the rock, and my body goes, you know, you're drunk. You can just stop moving and die. And it was that. There's no other way to describe it. I was like swimming. I'm like, I just don't want it no more. And it was like, wait, I want to die. And I turn around and I'm like, well, I'm equal distance away from the shore and the rock. Rock it is.
Spirit the rock.
And I'm totally drunk. I get to the rock and I'm just like, I need to sober up. And I'm just rocking on the rock because you got to sit like with your feet like at an angle, like a triangle,
yeah,
to stand on this thing. And you're just rocking.
It's covered in like fucking lake moss and shit. Yes.
And so we do that, and then Justin starts swimming back to shore, and he goes underwater. No reason.
No, this is a different day.
No, because you lost your glasses that day. Drunk day, because I was like, I'll go in and look for them.
A couple times.
Yeah. But I was like, oh, he goes, and he's like, oh no, I lost my glasses.
I jumped in
last yeah, and he's something. Like, I lost my glasses. I was like, I'll look for them. And dive down as deep as I can go, don't hit bottom, and come up, and I'm like, good bud. And so like, good bud, and just swam off.
It's deep enough out there, you can jump off the 40-foot rock and never touch the bottom.
Like, yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Cove is dense.
Yeah. I've been to the cove since before the dunes.
Shit, that's been a minute.
I know. Because you guys went a bunch that summer, but then...
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
We didn't go at all after that.
It was,
last time you were.
That was last summer. Yeah. Not out there.
But every time we would go out there, somebody had a bunch of shit canned beer, and then we would stop at the Circle K and get a bunch of 18 packs of other shit canned beer.
Yeah. The cans float, bottles don't, so.
Yeah. So the cans of PBR plus,
you,
float.
If you break these out there, you walk around barefoot on glass.
Yeah.
Yeah. People.
Like, it's the only time you can wear aqua socks and not look
yeah.
like a douche.
Yeah, it's pretty nice. It's super nice.
I bought aqua socks just to go out there.
Yeah.
But you have to walk across a plank to the other side of the rock.
It's a railroad tie. It was at first. It was a railroad tie, and then it turned into just a really bad, like, piece of wood. And you're like...
That's like this wide. Yeah.
Because the winter would
about
always
like
fucking...
4 foot, maybe 5 foot long.
Wow.
The plank would always maybe just
like, no, it's good, probably 6 feet.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then it would be basically, it's like someone would go, crap, the log's gone. Have to go into the
and
brush
you
and
toss
find something
over,
and knock it over.
And you like...
You kind of toss it, and the rock kind of has a slope, and you're like, damn it!
One person has to stand on one side to hold it down.
Yeah, and then like one person goes and you toss all the stuff over.
Yeah.
So you can see people like Justin and I fucking like... That's a long jump.
Yep.
No, it's a pretty big jump, yeah.
Andy one time brought 60 High Lifes.
No, we were up in the 80s, I think. No, he had 60
and
we had
it. It was like 60 High Lifes, and he's like, you guys have to drink all of these before you can drink your beer.
Jesus. It was in a giant duffel
bag. We got there.
I remember that. That's when we had the SUVs, and we drove them as close as we could.
Yeah, and the Carabiner Navigator.
Yeah. And it just, like, and it was just like, nature's for bitches.
And there were like five of us hanging on
the outside, like a militant, like SWAT tax style. We were like, go! Tree! So much fun. And then you just like move to the back.
Isn't there a cliff on one side so
yeah.
you actually go too far over?
Yeah. It was so nuts.
It's like a mile long drive down. And so after you spent your whole day drinking and running around and super tired, you have to walk uphill like this mile.
It is the longest walk.
Because
fucking
it sucks. There's a 50-50 chance if you park your car up there,
it'll get
broken into.
You leave your windows down.
Yeah, you just roll them all down and don't take anything important. Like you take your like if you have your phone or whatever, you take the stuff with you, but you roll all the windows down. And you don't even keep shit in your trunk. Andrew Campbell got his car broken into, lost all
twice.
His CDs.
That's twice. The day. That's the day he. That was my birthday day when he crashed on the fucking.
Yeah.
He got his car broken into. He's all pissed about that. Crashes on
the
Maple
Mafia
Street
Mobile.
Bridge.
Yeah.
And then,
that sucks. Oh, poor Doc.
I feel bad. I remember that too. Like, where the fuck did he go? We can't find him. And then they're like, dude, where are you at? Oh, I got in a car accident. We're like, what the fuck? He's like, yeah, I'm not gonna be able to make it. Yeah, was that for the 21st?
Yeah,
yeah,
that
was
all that same day.
That was a hell of a
day. He had
a
shit day. That
I guess, yeah, you and the dog both had pretty bad days that day.
No, like I said, my day was pretty great.
Night, not so much.
I don't remember the night.
But I remember the story I was going to talk about where Sean almost lit Airway Heights on fire.
All right, go for it.
You want to talk about that, not the hipster one?
No, because I don't want to forget this story.
We'll come back to hipsters. This is the second episode. We can go a little
And it'll piss Tabby off. Then the fact that we mentioned it, and she's going, oh, it finishes the story! I'm more than okay with that. There's a joy in that that you can't beat.
We mentioned it like three times.
That's amazing, great. So we go Arrow Heights to do fireworks, right? On our way out there, both sides of the road are basically having firework wars. And it's just... Just boom, 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 all the way up. This is the coolest fucking thing. And we're in the Subaru, so the sunroof's open, and it's just fireworks. Glorious. We get to a spot so we can start being stupid with our fireworks.
Yeah.
And we don't have a lighter. We have all these fireworks. Justin and I occasionally smokes pot at the time.
Yeah.
And our friend Sean smokes all the time and he's smokes like cigarettes, pot.
Killer.
Yeah, like dude does everything, but he always has a lighter. The one day he doesn't have a lighter.
No.
And so we try to use the cigarette lighter in the car, in his car, so we get...
Cigarettes make great firework plugs. My grandma used to give them to us.
So we're sitting there, we're waiting for the lighter to heat up, and we have one of the 20 rockets.
Yeah.
Right? So it goes, and Sean's like, I'll light it. He goes out, hits it, it starts going, and tips.
Oh,
it
no.
is dry.
Oh.
20 rockets.
Yeah, it's like summer like this.
It's yeah, like it's summer dry. Like this, and it's just boom, 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 boom. And you're waiting to just see, calm a fiery death.
Yeah.
You're waiting, you literally just said, please, may I have a firestorm? And there was like 3-4 small fires. We had to like go out and like, God damn it, Sean. Sean was a big guy. And he'd be like, it's not my fault. It's not my fault. He wouldn't come out and help us, but he'd sit in the car and be like, it's not my fault. I'd be like, help us put this out, dude. Come on, there's another one over there. And they're like growing.
The mic
yeah.
is under the
and,
table that you're carrying. So
well,
probably
they'll get it.
That shit.
They'll
no,
get it.
Shut up.
And so Sean won't get out of the car now, though. He's like, I don't want to get out if the fire gets bad. Help us put out the fire,
yeah,
man.
Dude,
before it gets bad.
Yeah, and so we finally get it all out. And we just like walk back with the most irritated look. And it's like, fuck it, let's just keep lighting fireworks. Literally at a point of like, we're going to light a field on fire. Like, we'll just aim it towards the road like everybody else is doing. Because we're like, fucking retards aiming your fireworks towards the road. Fucking geniuses aiming your fireworks towards the road. And just spent the next, like, 2 hours launching fireworks. They just at each other across the street from other people.
Yeah.
Like, guys with their kids are like, rockets, firing rockets. Like, fuck you, rockets. Back and forth, just the dumbest fucking only
air. That was awesome.
We went to Ocean Shores for the 4th of July last year, and it's a fucking war zone. Like, you know when Willem Dafoe was in, or it wasn't Willem Dafoe in... Yeah, it was.
When he goes,
it was
a fire,
yeah.
fire!
The Boondocks. And
yeah,
it was,
yeah.
That's what it was. Fucking Armageddon, dude.
That's awesome.
All the way down the beach. And I have my two fucking noise-sensitive children.
Oh.
I'm like, well, you're going to have to deal with it, kids.
Oh, man.
Earmuffs.
That would be awesome.
That was
though.
The most insane, like, public, everybody lighting off fireworks.
Yeah.
Like, Ocean Shores doesn't have to fucking hold their own fireworks display.
Because everybody else does it.
Everybody, yeah. We got to Aberdeen. It was on the 4th. We got to Aberdeen. I've never seen a fireworks stand almost cleared out.
Damn.
Yeah.
Wow.
All of them were like, we went to like 3 or 4 and everything's gone.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I remember one year I was with Pat Hunter.
Yeah.
And we went out to with the family. We went on a camping trip. Went out to a family friend's property, and they had a place with a dock. They lived. We're out where they lived. They just had a nice little dock. Go out and you just launch off, shit
yeah.
off in the lake. And they were all drinking. We were, shit. I think this is when he was living with you, but you stayed with Carol that night. And Pat came out with me, so it'd have been senior year, going into senior year.
Okay.
We go out to the dock. We launch off all of ours. We're skipping the bees. You light it and then skip a bee off the lake.
Yeah.
I don't know if you ever done that.
Yeah, it's
cool.
It goes fucking
boom.
Bees.
Yeah,
it'll just come back towards me.
And
like,
don't fucking stop me. Flying right at
me. If bees chasing me, I'll go find real bees.
Yeah. We're sitting over like lighting as many as we can in our hand. And you're running and it's like fucking chaos. And we come back because all we hear, fuck, 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 fuck. We go like, we run back. Like, what the hell's going back? Like, what's going on? So we go there. And they got drunk, and my dad's friend's husband had taken the remaining fireworks, put them all in
like
a bucket,
55
like a
gallon
five,
barrel,
like, yeah, and poured gas at like at the base of the bottom to get it to all light all the fuses, stuck them all down and got them all in there, threw it in, and it went boom and exploded out up
oh.
every direction. It like
fuck,
it hit
bomb,
the third dimension. of fireworks everywhere, and you just see, and everyone is
no.
What?
This is like when you see rednecks putting gas on pallets, and then they're like, "Watch this!" And then it fucking blows up, and they die with a fucking board shoved through their neck.
Yeah, you and know, it's on 1,000 ways to die. This was one of those moments. Like Pat and I running, like, well, Pat and I run into like see what's going on, and so when we see him, like. Why stop screaming? And we're like, like trying to like get back from it. And you just boom, 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 and it finally stops. Like a probably felt it felt like an hour, no more than 5 minutes with the final pow, pow. And my dad has the most you fucking idiot look on his face to his friend's husband, and he just stared. He's like, I think we're gonna go home tonight. Because we were supposed to stay out there in the RV. He's like, we're going to go home tonight. So fucking awkward. But it was so metal. We had a good time.
Yeah.
When you and Pat were running and you did your fake fucking slide.
No, it was like, we that, fucking slid.
That right there reminded me of when you guys came to pick me up for my bachelor party. And you and the doc were chasing each other.
Just tag, don't
yeah, we were, yeah, we were playing we tag. It's fair.
Start a new game when I'm within 5 feet of you.
They started.
You're the tag box.
He's still within 5 feet of you, too.
Tag him.
Chris and the doc are running after each other. Chris eats it in the street.
Because Justin tags the doc. Doc looks at me, I'm like, fuck you, with both of the families are there, mind you.
Yeah,
like,
my family parents. And Kathy's family
and I'm like,
are there.
Fuck you, I ate it! And I'm wearing my super awesome Afro Samurai shirt.
Yeah.
And we're running, and they got a tree out in the grassy area of the apartment. And I run, and I go to juke off the tree. I run, and I hit the tree to jump off of the tree. And I land fine with my left foot, but when I land with my right, it just goes out from underneath. And I'm stumbling, and I could have almost saved myself. It was like make or break, and I'm going. And go boom, just down the middle of the road, just gravel. Every jump lit up. It was terrible.
So then we go back to Chris and Justin's place, so Chris can get new clothes on.
Yeah, I was bloody too.
And it was these two, the doc and Carter and me.
Yeah.
Justin's just feeding dollars to my brother the entire night, and Carter's like, "Ooh, titties," and lays a dollar on the fucking. Because we went to the strip club.
That's awesome.
Yeah. These fucks. I mean, my friends.
Is that such terrible
news? No. I got a picture of that.
They pay the strip club to call me up on stage.
Oh, no.
And a stripper rode me around the stage with some. They're like, "You got a belt?" I'm like, "No, I don't have a belt." Like, so they got some dude's belt and fucking put it around my neck. I'm like, "You're getting married, dude."
And so, like, he had to be on all fours.
I have the picture upstairs.
Covered in strippers.
Covered in strippers.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. That night, Kathy gave me, like, $30 in ones.
Yeah.
But the entire night, Justin's just like, "Here, Carter." Carter's like, "This is the best experience ever."
It was so much
fun. And he
fun.
Was like just 18 then.
Yeah.
And then they're like, "All right, let's go light fireworks off." And we started lighting fireworks off. And I was like, "I know there's something near here."
Oh, yeah, because you have the blue shirt on.
The trooper station was a half mile away. You know, the way station on I-90?
Yeah.
Right there. Like, you could throw a rock at it.
Yeah.
Well, Justin could. I can't throw very well. That guy's got a fucking arm, though.
Justin would have hit it. He would have been like, "Wouldn't me?"
I don't know.
No. The rock said Justin did it. I am Justin. Your ID. That ain't me.
Yeah. Jose.
Yeah. Like, do I look like a Justin?
Justin.
You get it right. Justin.
Justin.
You're like, "Jose, I'm Justin."
That's great.
I like that. That makes me laugh.
I think that was the same 4th of July, though, when you were out there at the lake.
Mm-hmm.
As just with Andy and all them, Ruben and Andy Carr and all that.
Oh, no, that went down.
And then with the whole thing with the C4. That was a fun trip.
C4. Andy Carr was the shit. Now I remember who Andy Carr was.
Yeah, Andy Carr that same night got us a quarter stick of, it wasn't C4, it was dynamite. That's what it was.
Okay.
He got us a quarter stick of dynamite, and he decided to light up in the middle of the west side. Or by Hangman, is it Hangman Park? The mini park. The little tiny one there.
Where?
Down on the west side. The little tiny, it's like maybe like a half a block.
It's plot of land with grass in it.
Yeah.
What, at the top of Doomsday there?
Yeah. Further in Doomsday. Where the new development is now.
Oh, at Kendall Yards?
Yeah, yeah. But there's like a little tiny fucking park that we set to light off the diamond. And you see the shockwave. Like coming towards you, it's fucking
that's
glorious.
Cool.
It's so cool,
right,
but so loud. Oh my god!
Used to get quarter sticks all the time because my grandparents live
that's
over.
It's such a white people thing. Quarter sticks of goddamn dynamite.
It is
a black person. You know, there's a shooting on the west side. It probably involved black people. White people, we get quarter sticks of dynamite. White fucking privilege, right there.
You remember the sound?
My grandparents live like across the lake from the Indian Res, so we got a lot of illegal things, like quarter-second dynamite.
Celebrate your country's independence by blowing up a small part of it.
Dude, exactly. I do it now.
My dad worked in the mines, and sometimes dynamite went missing.
See? Again.
Not while I was alive.
You
want to
see poor choices made? Run!
I'm going fishing that way.
Yeah.
It's really best if you put them in a 5-gallon bucket of water and then light them and throw them in because they'll still explode and you get this nice water shockwave.
That's awesome.
That's probably the whitest statement you've ever said. It truly was. You want to hear what's great when
you
do
the only time
up?
He actually talks about is about dynamite.
Yeah. The thing that excites him. You want to watch me kill somebody with some dynamite?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever seen a deer get blown up?
You don't get the live one. You get the dead one. Don't be a damn.
Roadkill. Come on. Everything.
Take a dead squirrel, shove it in his butt, French fried potatoes, boom!
Honestly, if the rest of us had access, of course.
Oh, God, yeah, I would be like, I don't have a hand for a reason.
We'd be excited about
yeah.
it, too.
Oh, I would. I'd be like, I'm on it. I mean, I didn't lose my shit.
You've seen the part of Davenport.
See, that's how me and Joe go moose hunting.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's pretty easy to get down.
You're like, oh. Like, so dynamite everybody has it, it's not even a thing, and you're like, quarter stick? We used, like, 2-3 full sticks. We don't even care out here.
You know those common ways you see them wrapped up in fucking Old West cartoons?
Yeah.
Like that.
God, we could just stick them on so it spins.
Then we tie Bubba's girlfriend to the fucking string.
And Snidely Whiplash goes, meh! And he runs away all cowling.
That's great.
That's awesome.
Oh, life.
Anything else?
Huh?
Do you have any terrible 4th of July explosion stories?
No.
With the amount of things you've done, no crazy 4th of July stories.
Okay, so first of all, drugs and explosions don't mix.
That's the point. That's what I'm saying.
And I'm not that stupid.
I know
I look stupid, but no, it's...
So you'll be like, LSD, alright, but you're like, I'm not gonna fucking put fireworks with that. That's
when
just,
I'm on LSD,
that's
not a good thing. When I'm off LSD, I blow shit up, and it's fun. Yeah.
For the last week, I keep seeing semi-trucks with their, like, you know, the hazards placards.
Yeah.
Explosives. I'm like, why are so many explosives moving through town? Like, oh yeah, it's 4th of July.
I remember one time. Fifth grade, I was living over, three blocks away from the old place. I can't remember it now.
Nowhere?
No, up by the Crestline house.
Oh, okay.
My dad had some black cats in the shed. And
I got black cats in the garage.
And they were, on the strings. He was like, right? So we took some of them.
You're not Bubbles. And I like the little things that lick my feet.
So we take them, and we go to his house, and we're in his backyard, and we want to see what they do. We want to see if they explode, whatever their things. They're firecrackers. This is the point.
Is this right up there with Max and trying dry ice?
Wait.
Perspective. That's a good one, though. So
write that down.
No, dry ice is a good story.
Yeah.
So when you're a kid and you take firecrackers, you light it and you throw it, the spatial difference, physics, explosion is a bang, no shockwave, it's off at a distance, it's a firecracker.
Yeah.
Apparently, when you're in the fifth grade, you have no discernible difference of if it's being 10, 15, 20 feet away, 2-6 inches in front of your face.
Fuck.
And so we're...
That's when you're getting way into fucking fireworks.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So we're on the back of his dad's truck, and he's got his the bumper, and we light one, and light it, and we wait. We just stand there. Maybe, like, standing distance. So, what, you're 5'4", something in fifth grade?
Yeah.
That, from the average height of, a truck's bumper. So, a good 1.5 standing above this thing.
Okay.
Looking down.
Oh, no.
Boom! Explodes. We don't move at all. We just stand there. Boom! Whole thing goes. And we rock back. And it's like you see when you're playing COD and the concussion game goes, yeah. You're like, oh my god, and you guys just shoot wildly through everything you have and whatever's in front of you.
Yeah.
Like, I hope I kill someone, and you'll see like you got 3 kills and you're like, fuck yeah. Basically that, only no guns or grenades, just 2 kids in the 5th grade on the ground in the fetal position holding their head going, it won't stop ringing.
That's when your hearing's good too.
His dad comes out and he's like, what the fuck? And we are laying there, just crying. This shit hurt. And he's like, blow up a fucking firecracker, back of my truck. And you see the black puck mark. And he's like, clean that shit up. You both deserve it. Walks back in the house.
No, that's a legit punishment.
It is.
On fire.
And we're just sitting there like this, just in pain. And this is over at his place, so we end up walking back down to my house. He's like, my head hurt so bad. And my dad's like, what were you guys out there doing? Nothing. 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 All right. Nothing.
He knew.
Because Jimmy's dad called.
And he knew, but it was terrible. But no, my dad, the dry ice story. My dad got dry ice from work, and we were making small dry ice bombs.
Yeah.
Just, you know, taking...
Yeah, well, I think he had it for Halloween.
No, this was...
I thought it was for Halloween.
Always around Halloween that people are making dry ice.
So he's sitting there, and we're just throwing little pieces in, and we're just watching the cans and stuff. We're not blowing anything up. It's just myself, my dad, Max, and Trey was upstairs, my little brother.
Yeah.
And we're putting it in, and it's just smoking on the porch. Gotcha. Right? We put a cap on a little bit, and we watch the caps go. We were not causing any damage. It's on a patio table, and it's glass. Max...
Oh, it's glass?
Yeah, patio table's glass. So Max goes, so we keep dropping them in, we're just, you know, it's nothing crazy. Dad goes inside to answer the phone, because, you know, Suzanne had called. Max and I are outside. He takes a huge chunk, throws it in a 2-liter, tightens it, leaves it on the table, runs inside, and he's at the door, like he's at the back door, and he's like, Kevin, he's calling my dad, and he's like, what? Hold on. He's like, I'll call you back. Something's going on. Hangs up. My dad comes over, and this thing is like 3 times its size. Like,
He puts that much in.
He grabs us, brings us into the house, and as we get pulled in through the back door, boom! Shockwave. Glass. Everywhere. Lines the tree. Like, the tree, there's like the patio, there's like the back patio, the table, tree. This tree. Shards of glass.
No!
The rest of it drops straight in the middle and explodes out in a ring of glass everywhere. Whole, just all the way over to the driveway,
holy
into the neighbor's yard, into the driveway, like the sidewalk at the other end of the yard, and you hear, "Kow!" against the door. And he's like, what the fuck did you do? And we're just like this would have been, she's going to go, like, murder all over our face, neck, and chest.
Local teenagers.
Yeah, basically. Local teenagers die because they're fucking stupid. And we go out there, and it clears, and Trey's upstairs, and he's like, what happened? And he comes
How
down.
How long was Trey, like, 5? Like,
this was...
he's probably...
Max was working at Taco Bell, so... Max was 16, 17.
Yeah.
And Trey's... 12? I'm 2 years older than Max... So, Trey was 8, maybe, 8 or 9. And he comes in and says, what was that?
I started hanging out, he was tiny.
Yeah, and so there's like, so he comes down, he sees all this, and we're all outside, and you just see, you don't see the plastic. There is no container. Yeah. There's no lid, there's no piece of it. There is glass embedded up the tree. There, it's all over everything.
Wow.
And we're just like, what the fuck? And Dad's like, you're calling your mom and telling her what you did. 100% on that. And he's like, fuck. calls his mom, and he's like, "Mom." She's like, "What's up?" So this is what happened. Oh, and he goes, and he went and bought her a new patio table and stuff. Not even. He was like, "This is what happened." This is pre-hypothetical. He's like, "So this is what happened. It's all my bad. I'm sorry. I'll buy you the new glass for it." He went and he bought new glass, put it all in and everything. That's cool. But that tree, for a very long time, just it, like, you saw the bark, but you saw like weird imperfections. Like, if you looked at it, you're like, something doesn't seem right, and I can't figure out why. And it's just, there was glass just lodged into this tree.
Was it grown? No, this is the old
house. No, this is the house. This is the house he's at now.
Oh.
Yeah. This is on Maxwell. And it's like, you can just see like where the bulk of it was.
Can you still see it now?
Now, no. It's been so many years.
Okay.
It's been,
how long has
he been at that
house? 12, junior year. Because Chris Bryant had moved, got evicted.
They got evicted. My dad bought the house that they were renting, and they got kicked out. Landlord was like, "You have 3 days to get your shit and get out of the house."
I remember I helped him move into the house.
And
then I helped you move into the house.
Into the house, yeah. It was fucked up. No, it was. We were going to school that day, and we told Chris, we were like, so Chris was at school, and we're like, "Why are you bumming, dude?" Like, he was just in a bum mood. And he's like, "We're getting kicked out of our house, man." Like, why?
I must have hung out with him after that, because...
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so we're like, "Why? What happened? Like, you guys just moved into your place." He's like, "Yeah, apparently someone bought it, and we don't have the money to go anywhere. We don't know what we're going to do." I was like, "That fucking blows. Whoever the fuck would do that's a douche, you know?" And this is like a Monday or a Tuesday. End of the week rolls by, dad's like, "Hey, you want to go check out the house? You know, we're getting it." And I was like, "Yeah, sure." And I know it as, you know, Chris's house. My dad and I are coming, I'm like, "Oh, it's just normal way, you know, going towards school." And I'm thinking it's just somewhere in the area. And we pull up, and I'm like, "This is the house?" He's like, "Yeah." I was like, "I know this house." He's like, "You do?" I was like, "This is White Chris's house." I was like, the landlord, or the previous owner,
you might like, his dad days. Knows White Chris.
He knows him. And he's like, "They kicked him out so we could get the house because you bought it." And he's like, "For real? Oh, no." I was like, "Yeah, way to be a douchebag." Like, that's so fucking shitty. I felt so bad.
When we were looking for houses, there were a couple houses that we looked at that people who were renting the house still live there.
Yeah.
And it's not like they were trying to move. It was the house was being sold.
Yeah.
And we're like, "We're looking for a house for us, so if we buy this house..."
Buy.
Yeah, but... I felt like the shittiest human being walking through these houses.
Yeah, with,
like,
them there.
"Go away. As I plumage through your house."
That'd be so awkward.
"You live at..."
That'd be so awkward.
Yeah, we didn't buy any of those houses. This house was vacant for a year before we bought it, but...
That'd be awkward. I couldn't do that. I couldn't go into a house. Unless they were showing me their house, I couldn't do that. I'd feel like such a douche.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's like apex of dude.
Because when I went to Chris's house once, and it was over on Shannon.
That was the one prior to that.
The white one.
Yeah.
For the White Chris.
Because it was
he was
too big far
Chris.
From my house.
Because Big Chris was big.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And I was just Chris.
Well, I think I said White Chris. That's why he said White Chris.
Yeah.
I meant
White House White Chris.
But, I see what you did there.
So it's about
racism.
That time.
Burger time. Burger time. Put them french fry potatoes.
Biscuit. Mm-hmm. You don't know that. You get the boy.
I love that movie so much.
So great.
I do all those dishes and change my laundry over and be an adult.
You get that sling blade. Mm-hmm. Get some french fry potatoes.
Okay.
Call an ambulance or ours.
Mm-hmm. What's the number for 911?
"I don't like you anymore." Is that the scariest line in the whole movie? "I don't want you talking to me." Alright.
"I don't want you touching that boy anymore."
God, love that. He's a good boy. Mm-hmm. God, I don't even fucking watch it tonight.
It's so long, though, man.
It's like a 2.5 hour movie.
Or like Forrest Gump, you don't remember him being super long.
They're long.
Forrest Gump's like 4.5 hours long.
Yeah.
Like, holy shit, what are they doing?
You're like, no wonder you watch it once and remember the whole movie, because it's so good.
Yeah.
Like, I'm glad this is good, because this is fucking taking forever.
Like Braveheart.
God, yes.
I love Braveheart, I can watch it.
It's a good movie.
So, the fucked up fireworks stories, or Grandpa Fuckstick. Car.
Grandpa Motherfucker Fuckstick.
Car.
French
fry potatoes.
French fry beer car.
Mm-hmm.
French fry car. It's America.
Hey, thanks for listening to Why Do We Hang Out? Now, are you hungry, thirsty, enjoy sports? Looking for a family-friendly place to enjoy good food, a beer, and all your favorite teams? Come on into Flamin' Joe's, with two locations in Spokane, one on the north side at 7015 North Division, and one in the valley at 11618 East Sprague. Daily specials, happy hour 3 to 6, and 9 to close. With 26 amazing wing flavors and an always changing beer selection, there's something for everyone. Come on in and join us anytime. Flamin' Joe's is your locally owned wing stop.